In Ashland, the storms Lee and Irene made a mess of the local water supply, setting back plans to implement a new delivery system. Town Supervisor Richard Tompkins.
We had two wells. Both were damaged fairly severely. Hurricane Irene filled both wells with sediment silt. They've been vacked out, but now we're having some sediment problems with the wells, so we have some more remedial work we're going to have to do.
Tompkins says residents are currently drawing water from private wells. He says the water from the old municipal system was so acidic it would eat the metal off vehicles washed with it, and it would rust out home appliances like dishwashers and washing machines. Tompkins is confident that the new water system will soon be completed.
We believe it's going to be online and operational in October of this year. The contracts, we had let contracts before the flood for the distribution system, and that's probably in the area of 50 to 60% complete now. We're about to let a second contract that ties the wells into a pump house and into a water, an above-ground water storage tank as well. That should be going to bid within the next couple of weeks, going out to bid.
Tompkins estimates the cost of simply getting the water system back to where it was before the flooding at about $300,000. With federal approval, FEMA would chip in 75% of the total cost. The state would provide 12.5%. As Ashland continues working with FEMA over reimbursement for needed repairs to the water supply system and existing water treatment facility, FEMA spokesman Matthew Russell says the agency has made significant progress in helping affected communities.
As the operation now transitions from response to recovery, FEMA's focus is on facilitating the delivery of public assistance funds in cooperation with our state partners, and on long-term community recovery efforts. The Long-Term Community Recovery Program has been providing expertise, support, and technical help to 12 hard-hit New York communities as they work to develop plans for their long-term economic recovery. In fact, FEMA will be in the Greene County community of Prattsville on Monday for the official presentation of that community's long-term recovery plan. FEMA's long-term recovery personnel are still working with the village of Schoharie and the town of Blenheim in Schoharie County. And Schoharie County, like Ulster County, was in fact hit by both Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee.
Russell says Storms Irene and Lee, taken together, represent the largest natural disaster to ever hit New York State in terms of both geography and financial impact.
FEMA paid out, to date, over $156 million to eligible individuals, households, and businesses who were impacted by the disasters. The agency expects, when all is said and done, to pay out approximately $1.4 billion in public assistance to municipalities to repair critical infrastructure in those affected counties.
Federal and state emergency management officials are handling some 12,000 flood-related projects in New York. Agencies are processing about 500 public assistance grants a week. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.